Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Beloved Land by Jeanette Oak and T. Davis Bunn, narrated by Suzanne Torren. This work is copyrighted 2002 by Jeanette Oak and T. Davis Bunn. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. The book begins with the following quote from Thomas Paine. "These are the times that try men's souls." And now, The Beloved Land.
Prologue. Once, when Catherine was a little girl, her father had taken her to a concert in Halifax. A visiting admiral had gathered together a group of musicians from his fleet. A flute, two violins, a cello, a bass fiddle, and a miniature concertina had played Handel and Purcell. Strange that she would remember those details from a night when she had been scarcely 9 years old. But Catherine recalled everything about that evening. The garrison had entertained the admiral with a fine dinner, one which included all the officers' wives and families. To Catherine's eager young eyes, the hall had seemed nearly on fire with all the candles in the chandeliers, on tables, and in wall sconces around the room. And the music had transported her away across the seas to a place she knew only in books. A world of fine palaces and grand dames, with scores of servants and knights to enjoy such fine meals and wonderful music.
"What are you thinking about, daughter?"
Catherine smiled at her father in the doorway. "I am writing to Anne and Nicole." She was back in her true Georgetown setting. Nova Scotia had been her lifelong home, its frontier simplicity far from the world she had glimpsed that night so long ago. Her father had come from his back bedroom. She could tell his legs and hips were bothering him. He kept his hands extended to grip and support. The path was well known, the stanchions familiar. He released the door frame to hold the back of the settee by the fire. Then his other hand reached for the sidewall's middle beam. Then the high-backed rocker. Then the cabinet separating their sitting area from the cooking area. Then the long bench with the water pitcher and basin. Then the window above the alcove where she was writing. Catherine resisted the urge to help him move about. Father John was seldom cross these days, but he thoroughly disliked anyone putting themselves out on his account. He was determined not only to make his own way, but help as he could around the house as well, which, given his health just 6 months earlier, was nothing short of a miracle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?